KVOE News.
KVOE News time is now 8:20, currently 40 degrees. Our high today will be 80. Very high fire danger day, and that's an understatement today. Red flag warnings up area-wide, noon to 7. Outdoor burning will be banned. Over the last several days, we've been updating you on the situation involving an emergency pet rescue, better than 80 cats, 2 dogs from a home in central Emporia. And not only we're going to be talking here today about the current situation, but also the need for upcoming pet adoptions. And we're pleased to have with us right now Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Achille to talk about both of those topics this morning.
Morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Morning, guys. I am happy it's Friday, but it feels like a Monday of month, you know?
I was going to ask if you've gotten any rest at all here this week.
You know, we've had some really great support. That has helped. Also, because we've had the support that we've gotten, it hasn't been nearly as grueling.
Well, what is your situation right now? We heard from Dr. Floyd Dorsey here this morning, and yes. Overall, the situation was much better than a lot of people had anticipated, or could have been a lot worse than it was, right?
Correct, and we are extremely thankful for that. You know, and when you hear, oh, there's 30 or so cats, you need to plan for more. When you hear there's 50 plus cats, you know, talking to different rescues and other directors and groups, basically they say always plan for double and an additional 20, you know, particularly when you're dealing with the cats, too.
Stephanie, you've been associated with the animal shelter for a few years now, and you'd mentioned to me right off the bat that this was the largest intake that you'd had on record. What were the conditions that you were able to observe for the house, or at least your animal shelter staff/volunteers observed in the house?
Sure. There was over 80 cats that were taken from the property along with the 2 dogs. We still are going back. It was only Wednesday. It is now Friday, but we've went back a few times, and there's been a straggler here or there of kitties that have been found in the home. I'll tell you, like we had mentioned just earlier, and Dr. Dorsey, too, they were quite a bit more healthy than we were expecting. Also, less than a handful were not able to really be handled. So fairly friendly. Quite a few extremely loving. These were cared for kitties as much as they could, considering the volume, it seems.
Well, what was observed when you had people first enter this residence, Stephanie?
Sure. When I visited with Chuck earlier, I did mention, too, and I know it's been in the stories, not at all to be insensitive, but to be completely honest, this house was in very unsanitary, terrible condition. The floor, it was like caked on mud. There was so many feces, and the smell, just terrible, considering also the different parasites of fleas and excessive amounts of maggots. Very sad. Very sad, and just you almost feel so surreal, Twilight Zone-like.
Stephanie, when it looks now, what's the game plan for the cats right now as far as their medical treatment and possibly how long does it take to get them medically cleared in a situation resembling
right. Initial
this?
Initial emergency overviews, of
right.
course, were right at intake on Wednesday. What was their gender, sex, who has skin lesions, anybody missing a leg, huge open wound, how are eyes, all the above. We are very happy that, unfortunately, one was only so, so ill that they did need to be euthanized. But as far as other things, yes, just about all of them have been completely vaccinated as well as their initial flea treatment. We are doing a flea bath as well here. And then we have rescues with suggestions, as well as our K-State friends with recommendations. We've got some surgery days coming up next week, so we're going to be busy. I hate to do this to the community, but please call and leave us voicemails about any other concerns, because we may have another day or two that we need to close next week for surgeries. But right now we are putting straw in the outside cages right now in homes, and putting additional blankets, and really just making sure everybody is as comfy as they can be with the safety also of our currently housed animals inside.
Well, Stephanie, what do you need right now? What are you in most need of?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, everybody. I am so overwhelmed with the amount of support and the staff, too. Very touching tears have been shed these 2 days by our street cat friends as well as us, with monetary donations and food and litter. But believe it or not, the importance of a ton of paper towels and some additional bath towels for the kitties would be very, very appreciated. Litter boxes, but mostly like those bath towels that we use for bedding, and then old paper towels and cleaning products would be very helpful. And even if there's flea bath medicines people can stop by with, or flea combs, really helpful.
Okay, and what about the upcoming pet adoption activities, A, that you had on the schedule, and B, ones that are coming up?
Right, so currently adoptable animals, get your pocketbooks and homes ready. If you were thinking about it at all, this is the time. So all animals, including our puppies and some of our kittens that we have for pre-adoption, because they are quite little still, so they're not able to go out yet. Everybody is $25 with a new approved application this weekend.
$25 this weekend, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So how do they get the process started if they want to make this thing happen?
Sure. There are applications online. Our adoptable animals are listed on Pet Finder. You can stop in. You can try and give us a call. We can talk about the animals and see how they could work possibly into your family unit. There's a one-page application. Ask if you own your property, rent your property, what your pet policy is like, what vets you use, what type of other animals you may have in your home. We will make it happen and make sure everybody's set up for as much success as we can.
Really quickly here, Stephanie, this is for the existing pets that you had in the shelter, correct? Because the medical clearance is going to take a little bit of time.
Correct, yes. If we have people that blindly want to trust our process, I would hope so, that really are interested, once we get the medical clearing and get these kitties fixed and fully vaccinated, that if they say, hey, I would like to adopt one of those kitties when they get their clearance, please come in and fill an application. That'd be so appreciative between us and also the Street Cats Club that are helping. If you know rescue folks, please send them our way.
Good deal. Well, Stephanie, please keep us posted here on the situation. And if you have other adoption activities, specific specials that you want put out here, just let us know. We'll be happy to get the word out.
Thanks, Stephanie.
We'll do. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Stephanie Achille with the Humane Society. They have had a busy week.
That's a definite understatement. And we'll be hearing more about this, too, from the